ihn hier.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
My friend Inspector Ford was being pilloried for not running down the Grey Goose. Anonymous letters were being distributed wholesale, and the Clarion, a poor rag of a paper, was helping to crucify the inspector. One of the letters was shown me by Ford, and its aroma was very much of the Chinese variety, so I envisaged a Chinatown origin. Incidentally, my own flat had been ransacked by someone, and the identical aroma predominated. Barbara and I, on discovering some sequins on the carpet, decided our visitor was a woman we had encountered earlier at the street door, dressed in a sequin-covered frock. Thus, I hied me to Chinatown, and through an old friend, discovered the owner of the frock. As a matter of fact, we practically bearded her in her den.
Sing Hai, how come you let these people here?
Lady, I am forced by man very strong. He choked
all
me.
All right, now get out. We shall have more to say later. Meantime, silence.
I go.
Now for a little light on the subject.
No, don't touch that switch, please. I like the dark.
Well, I don't, and so...
No!
Oh.
You'll excuse me hurting you like that, but I do not wish you to see me and my friend. Therefore, we will talk in the dark.
Oh, very well, then. Tell me, who are you?
Hold your breath, lady. I am the Grey Goose.
What?
You heard. I'm terribly sorry I haven't brought a theme song or a signature tune with me, but I assure you, you have the honor, one amongst few, of meeting the feathered friend himself. Give me your hand. There.
A feather?
Yes, a Grey Goose feather. Now, my friend and I, having adjusted our masks, a little light may be permitted.
I should prefer it.
Excellent. Ah, there we are. Much more sociable, too. Barbara, I'm sure you'll join me in felicitating our hostess on her charming frock. Sequins, mark you.
What has my frock to do with this intrusion?
Well, and what do you think of that, Barbara? Intrusion, eh?
I think we should ask this madam what she means by intrusion.
The point is well taken. You, Barbara, have of course noted the aroma of this den, place.
It stinks to high heaven.
If you've quite done with your insults... Please answer my question. What is the meaning of this intrusion?
Right back to where we started. Very well. It appears, madam, you did the Grey Goose the honor of calling upon him last evening. Or shall I say, you made an intrusion of his premises.
I did not.
That's a lie. He discovered these sequins on his floor. Copper-colored ones, madam. You always wear sequins, and your premises, yourself, smell of the odor of opium. The Grey Goose's flat, I regret to say, is also redolent of the scent of the persuasive poppy extract.
Oh, what the...
Come now. You were in search of evidence that you had discovered the lair of the Grey Goose, weren't you? You turned the flat, my flat, upside down to find a cache of goose feathers, but failed, didn't you?
I'm not answering that.
I'm sorry, that makes me continue, and it also makes me guilty of monopolizing the conversation. Why, madam, are you so anxious to lay the Grey Goose by the heels?
I shall not answer that question. Hear that?
Yes?
That buzzer brings two of my boys here at once. You should have checked up on my means of communication, Mr. Grey Goose. Idiot.
Barbara, the light's out. Then behind the door as it opens. Quick. Good evening.
No.
Good night. So much for the interruption. Or should I say, intrusion, madam. And in case you put your foot again on that buzzer, I'd prefer you to move over this way a bit. Barbara, the lights. Thanks. Now I think we'll gag and bind these two. Here, that bit of blind cord will do. The piece for you. You tie that one and I'll tie this. That's it.
Now
for my question again. Why are you so anxious to find and expose the Grey Goose? There's a reward of £2,000, isn't there?
Oh, yes.
£2,000. I can give myself up and claim it. I wonder why I don't.
There may be other reasons.
I'm beginning to think so, madam. And it is for those other reasons, or that other reason, that I wish you to answer my question.
I refuse.
Do you realize the danger you're in?
What danger?
You have now met the Grey Goose as such, certainly with mask. But you do know where he lives. Do you know his name?
Of course I do.
That would be in the flat directory, of course.
Yes.
Then you must, of course, see the stupidity of your curiosity. The danger. The Grey Goose cannot possibly allow you to live with the knowledge that you possess.
You can't possibly kill her.
Quiet, Barbara. I can't kill her. But the Grey Goose may have other ideas.
For heaven's sake, give me a chance. I swear I won't let it go any further.
You swear? On what? You, the keeper of a low opium den?
Look, I...
Listen. You may get yourself out of this. But I wish to know where you got the lead that took you to my flat. Come on. Come on, woman, speak.
I heard rumors of Inspector Ford's neglecting his duties.
Go on.
So I traced as many of his friends as I could.
Go on, darn it.
And I discovered he was very friendly with an old schoolmate.
So you entered his old schoolmate's flat to find his friend and thus discover, or thought you might discover, the Grey Goose.
Yes.
Madam, there's a little truth in what you say, but there's a darn large proportion of lying, too. You see, I know something also.
What?
This. Here on your desk. Snatch. Another anonymous letter. Just ready for the post.
Give that to me.
Not so. Barbara, smell it.
The same.
Madam, you're an idiot. Scotland Yard has a dozen letters from your poison pen. They all smell of opium. Why?
You tell me.
Because they were all written here in this room. A room that reeks of the nefarious trade you practice. An opium den. Now, may I remind you that the whole truth is your only salvation, if any?
What do you want from me?
I want to know the name of your accomplice.
Accomplice? I have none.
Don't trouble to lie anymore. I know you have. As a matter of fact, I think I've spoken to the gentleman. Mind you, I only think so.
Then I suggest that you just go on thinking.
That's exactly what I shall do, madam. And now, if you'll excuse us, we'll be going. Oh, no. No buzzers, please. And bear this in mind. One whisper from you to the police as to the whereabouts of the Grey Goose, and I hate to state the consequences. Now, the buzzer, madam. There, now, it's broken. That will stop any communication from this room to your staff.
Idiot! I could just walk out of here once you've gone.
But we haven't gone yet. There's still so much to do. Ah, thank you. A letter to the Clarion, eh? And a copy of your next anonymous letter to Scotland Yard. So you and the Clarion work together.
Give me that!
Quiet. Dear Sim, here is the next. Dear Sim. Simpson Redding, the news editor. Night desk and all that.
That reporter I mentioned, Rowley?
The same. Promoted probably for his energy in getting your father thrown into jail.
The very man.
Where does he come into this? Quick, out of my way, won't? I'm going to look at those papers on your desk. Get away, I tell you. And do not yell.
I shall be strangled.
Sorry to appear to stifle a woman. Barbara, those stamps, get them.
Here.
Lick them, quick. Good. That's right. Now, paste them over her mouth. Go on, the whole lot. Good. Now I can get a look-see uninterrupted.
What is it you found?
Plenty. Look. Receipts for goods supplied, signed by our friend Simpson Redding. Good Lord, he's the owner or partner in this joint.
The news editor of the Clarion?
As plain as the nose on your face. My hat, what a turn-up. Don't you see? To all intents and purposes, this joker at the Clarion is a smuggler and purveyor of narcotics. A fine thing.
Can it be true?
True. He has a mass of evidence. Our sequin lady is only a stooge. In the ordinary case, should a police raid take place, she would park all this stuff and take the knock herself. A big fine, but very little else to it.
So, what now?
Yes, now what? And where does my connection come in? And why the defamation of Inspector Ford? And the insinuations that he's lenient in his search for the Grey Goose?
I have it. It's a side issue entirely. Something to keep the police off the trail of this place.
You think...
This is it. This Simpson Redding thinks to run the Grey Goose down. This woman has almost succeeded. Triumph for the Clarion man? Such a public benefactor couldn't be an opium dealer or run a den.
You've got it. All right, hold it while I ring Ben Ford.
Inspector Ford, please.
This is Ford. Who's that?
Your friend, Inspector, the Grey Goose.
Oh, confound you. All right, what is it this time?
I'm just inquiring whether your narcotics squad would be interested in a real up-to-date, perfectly run opium den and a central distribution organization.
Well, of course they would. I'll get Inspector Kane on the job at once. Now, that's his line of country, not mine.
Just a moment, Inspector Ford. Did I or did I not tell you it was the Grey Goose talking?
Yes, of course. Yes, you did.
So, although you are not generally concerned with narcotics, this might be an occasion when you might trespass on Inspector Kane's territory.
It might. Yes, under the circumstances, it might.
Good. Then in 2 hours' time, I shall ring you again.
But listen now.
Sorry, good night for now.
2 hours' time, Rowley? Why?
I've just thought of something. Something terribly urgent.
What?
We made a search of my flat for something that might be missing.
And there was nothing missing.
True, but we forgot to look for something that might have been planted.
We never thought of it.
We did not. My hat, these people are clever. What if some of these little billet-doux were planted on me? The police raid this place on a tip-off, and a clue here leads them direct to my place, direct to the Grey Goose and the boss of an opium smuggling gang.
First, we have to search here for that tip-off.
Exactly, and then we have to head along to my place and search for anything that sort of matches.
Then off we go.
No, I've a better idea. Madam, she'll be allowed to speak.
She won't speak, she'll scream.
Look here, madam. You know a good deal when you hear one. It's not too comfortable for me, but I'm willing to call off the bloodhounds from your little opium racket if you'll forget the address of a certain Grey Goose. Nod your head if your answer's yes. No? You really mean no?
What are we to do?
Wait, Barbara. The answer is really no, madam?
She's definite, Rowley.
Listen, madam. Your silence is necessary as to your knowledge of the address of the Grey Goose. No again? I warn you that the Grey Goose can't allow you to live long enough to impart that knowledge.
Surely the Grey Goose is not going to take measures for silencing this woman contrary to his boast of no killing. Be sure to listen to the next adventure of The Grey Goose.